Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, hello tomorrow, wherever in the world you might be watching, down under on the West Coast, whatever, wherever you are, happy Sunday, Two Legs Faithful. It's Andy Nichols and Tom Hunyadi back for episode 199 of Two Legs, the live edition of Two Legs. Good morning, partner.
Yesterday, today was tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. That's a good one. That's a good one. And we are here today to wrap up the final rounds of the March Madness MACA tournament 2023 style. Now, if you've been following at all the real NCAA tournament, there has been some upsets, some crazy ones right here in this back of the woods too. Some crazy upsets in the first couple of days, mimicking maybe not so much, but we've had our own upsets of Hunyadi and Nichols style with ours as well. With our own picks and our own songs. But today we go through the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, and the championship of the MACA songs. And we hope that you play along with us, like you all did last week with your brackets. I know James Boyce had emailed us. I had sent him a bracket. So we probably had sent out about, I don't know, 20 brackets to 20 viewers and listeners and fans. So that was cool that Nick could play along. Before we get going, Thomas, and before we people kind of catch on with us, anything new in the world of Beatles, podcasting, books, records, purchases, and the like to go over?
Oh boy. Well, there's always purchases.
Oh, hell yes, there is.
I did pick up this I did get this After the Hurricane CD.
And
This
who is that by?
was for the, the hurricane that devastated Montserrat. And it's got a bunch of acts on there. It's got the Stones, it's got Elton John, it's got, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder doing Ebony and Ivory.
The hurricane or the volcano that erupted?
It's the, After the Hurricane, it's called
Okay.
Songs for Montserrat. That's what it's called.
Oh, what year did that come out, partner?
1989.
Okay.
1989. So, I it's not the concert, that happened,
Right, the one that was on VH1, right?
Yeah, it's not the
Yeah.
concert.
I'm right back. I'm just grabbing something. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but no, but it's got Duran Duran, the Police, Cheap Trick, Dire Straits, Anderson, Buford, Wakeman, and Howe.
Ha ha! What song did they do?
How do you spell Tech Boris?
Oh, Teak Boy.
Teak Boy. Yeah. Yeah,
Because yeah,
that's
though
what
that makes it. So it's everybody who recorded in Montserrat, which Anderson,
probably.
yeah, those guys recorded that album in Montserrat. So George
Okay.
Martin's story. Yeah, what else you got on there?
Simply Red, Nazareth, Elton John, Status Quo, so Rush. So yeah. A lot of artists on here. It's 18 songs, so again, I think it's just the recorded songs. It's not like live or
Not
anything
anything
like
new. Yeah, they probably took just the recordings that were done at George
that.
Martin's studio there in Montserrat. So they had the hurricane, and then I know in '97 is when they had the volcano, because then they had the concert, which is where Paul and the only time Paul and Elton John sang "Hey Jude" together. Remember that video? So that was cool. Good afternoon, everybody. We've got Susan, Edward, Nick, and Heidi. Hello, gang.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
So for the second time in the NCAA history, a 16 beat a one seed.
Yeah, FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson University, or as we like to jokingly call them, Fairleigh Ridiculous University, beat Purdue a Saturday night. So mimicking some upsets that we've had here in our own tournament. So it's fun, and again, we're not super big college fans, but it's exciting to watch,
Hey, Mayo.
Joe,
What's
Papa
going on,
Murray
buddy?
to you. Yeah. So in the purchase department, I did pick up this book this week, and I think Tom did too.
Oh,
Four
yeah, there you go.
Sides of the Circle, The Beatles' Second Phase by Terry Wilson, which I just started reading yesterday morning, a few pages into it. Interesting book because it covers all four solo Beatles chronologically. It's not just Paul, John, it's all of them. And the author, Terry Wilson, who we're going to try to get on, did a really good job of organizing all the information, the recorded. So it's the songs are presented as they were recorded and released chronologically, which is really cool. And just something I learned just this morning thumbing through it. Did you know that It Don't Come Easy was recorded during the Sentimental Journey sessions and was sat on the shelf for a year and then came out a year later? Did not know that.
Yep.
That was pretty interesting. Just a little things like that. But it seems very well written. So I know a couple people did videos on it. So he is from England. So I highly recommend this one, picking this book up. Keep talking. Okay. My co-host says keep talking. Okay. So yeah, it goes up to 74. Why 74? Because that is when basically the Beatles officially legally dissolved, actually, to be exact. It was December 29th, 1974 in Disneyland, of all places, when John signed the contract. So I think I probably would have done a book to 75 because that makes a little more sense, because that's when John stopped releasing his music. But I get why he did the book till 74. And I think even Lewison has said his tune-in books are going to go to 74 because legally that's when the group dissolved. So it does make sense. Would you agree?
I would agree. Absolutely. The partnership is over. They're free to do whatever the hell they want. I mean, well, they were doing whatever they wanted anyways, but
all the money was then not going into one pot.
Right.
It wasn't going into one pot. Susan got the songs the Beatles gave away by Colin Hall this week. Mm. Very cool. So there's always plenty of things to read. We've got Luca's book there. We're still trudging through. We just finished the McCartney Legacy and we're like, oh, here's more books to read.
yeah, it never ends. It's, it would be nice to have a break where you wouldn't have to, be reading or listening or anything. Nice little break from time to time.
There's only so many hours in a day, my friend. You know this. It's we're so grateful to Luca for sending us a copy of the book. And, we'll have him on in the next coming weeks, probably after the Fest for Beatles fans coming up on the 31st of March, 1st and 2nd.
And we'll do a giveaway probably, too, once we have him on.
I mean, the Luca book is, just thumbing through it and just looking at different songs. It's really thorough and bravo. Thank you, Luca. He plugged us on the Hoffman Forum, the video that we did with him. So thank you for that. And if you haven't picked up Luca's book, you can get it on sale now, I think, for like $20 on Amazon. And he's been very prolific on Twitter, so you can get it for a song. Right. And the amount of information in Luca's book and the quality of writing and research, it is a steal for that price, even if it was a few more dollars. So, Joe, I expect hopefully by the end of the Fest you've read the whole book and we'll talk about it at that weekend. Yeah, right.
Anyways, so this I'll tell you, man, this starting with the Sweet 16, this is tougher than that.
We got some heavy hitters, man.
We're gonna have some big time hitters here, like you said, heavy hitters. There's going to be some upsets. There's going to be some, obviously there's going to be the favorites are going to win, and then there's going to be some upsets.
Agree with them, too bad. It's our show and it's our picks. And if you don't like them, there's a little button you can switch off on the phone you're watching or the computer you're watching, and you can watch something else.
No, easy there, buddy.
I'm just saying, these are our picks. If you don't agree with them, that's it.
We might not agree with people that are watching their picks.
But I'm not going to write a 5-paragraph comment on YouTube why I don't like your pick. You're not worth my time.
Mm.
So to recap our brackets, we've got the Thrillington bracket. We've got the Dirty Mac bracket, we've got the Plastic Mac bracket, and we've got the Paul Ramone bracket. And we've got, for our sake, we're going to call them, we're going to call them games, so we've got two games in each bracket, basically. Mm-hmm. That's for the Sweet 16, which moves us to the Elite Eight, which moves us to the Final Four, which moves us to the championship. So, Thomas, lead us off and start us with your pick for the Sweet 16 and the Thrillington bracket. Where did you leave off?
I'm going to go to a different bracket. I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to go with the Paul Ramone bracket.
So that's the bottom one on the right. Okay, so we're going to the Paul Ramone bracket. What do you have in your Sweet 16 matchup in that bracket, in that region?
Well, 1 second. Let's Edward.
I meant to spot. We should have probably talked about this when we opened up. Yeah. This past week, there was the Carnegie Hall tribute show to Paul's music, and we did see some of the clips. We did have Joan Borelli on our show on Wednesday, who was attended and got the VIP and saw the rehearsals and gave us a nice recap of the concert, and some videos have started to sprinkle out there. Graham Nash doing a great version of For No One, and Paul even on his social media posting how much he liked the version of She's Leaving Home by Patti Smith.
Patti Smith, yeah.
Did you were able to check out any of those clips, Tom?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. The Graham Nash one was great, though. And her arrangement of She's Leaving Home was quite different. She added on a little postscript at the end of the song, which was cool.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah, so I will get to those videos real soon.
Mm-hmm. But back to the bracket. You're going to Paul Ramone bracket, which is the bottom right. And what are your what game are you going with?
We're gonna go with the Jet My Love, or whatever one you have, the bottom bracket for Paul Ramone. Now, for me, I have the number three Jet going against the number two My Love. What do you have?
Okay, and in the Paul Ramone bracket, I have the number three seed Jet going up against the number 10 seed Tug of War.
Okay. All right, so. My friend, to you, what do you have moving on to the Elite Eight?
I have Jet inching out Tug of War fairly comfortably in that matchup.
Okay. Very, very good. Myself, again, I have Jet going against My Love and...
Drum roll, Jet. Please. Jet takes the win.
Jet moving on for the win. Not handily, but they squeaked by and they pulled out the win versus My Love.
Yeah, this was a tough one. I see a couple picks there for Tug of War. Susan picks Tug of War. Tom Brennan picks Tug of War. Very tough to do, but Jet, just there's so much energy and pop, perfection in Jet, and it's got to get the win. And it does.
Right.
Okay. All next right. game in that bracket. Next. What do you got?
Well, we'll go to Dirty Max next.
All right. So we're gonna go up to right above Paul Ramone to Dirty Max, and we're still in the Sweet 16. And again, it's all going to change on depending who you all had. Thomas, what did you have, and what were your seeds? And
we're going to go to the bottom seed. We're going to go. I had the number three Pipes of Peace going against the number seven Getting Closer. And what did you have?
I had the same exact matchup in game.
Okay, so, whew.
Go.
I went with Pipes of Peace over Getting Closer.
Not so close.
No, I think Pipes of Peace does soundly take care of Getting Closer.
I'm with you 100% on that one, partner. Pipes of Peace in a landslide over Getting Closer.
Okay.
Easily. There she is. I knew she'd agree with us. Okay, that's one game in that bracket. You've got another game in that bracket. What'd you have?
We're gonna save those the upper brackets for last.
You want to go to another region?
We're gonna go to Plastic Max.
Okay,
and we're going to go with the number three seed for me, Uncle Albert Admiral Halsey, going against the number 10 seed. Backseat of my car. And what did you have?
In the Plastic Mac region, I had the number six seed, Once Upon a Long Ago, going up against the number 10 seed, Backseat of My Car.
Okay, and what say you?
I went with Once Upon a Long Ago in a nail-biter. In a nail-biter. Susan, don't shoot me, because I know that's her winner. I know it is. I went with Once Upon a Long Ago, the extended version, in a nail biter over the backseat of my car. What did you have?
Well, for me, again, the number 3 seed, Uncle Albert, Edward Halsey, going against the number 10 seed, the backseat of my car. And we have another upset. We have backseats. Upsetting Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey, back seats. Moving on in overtime. The
Some people would not call that an upset, but I get
no.
Yeah, but you have to because of the success in America of Uncle Albert. You have to for right. here anyway. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you can say since this was on the same album, you can say these two songs are in the same from the same state.
Right. Exactly. Same state.
Cross state rivals.
Right. It's the same album. Wow. Uncle Albert moves on to the Elite Eight.
No. Backseat moves on.
I'm sorry. Backseat moves on. Backseat moves on to the Elite Eight.
Awesome. All right. Tom has Uncle Albert beating coming up, and Susan's got
She had backseat. Okay. Yeah. We need to now move up to the Thrillington bracket and go to the bottom bracket. What do you got?
Yes. And so I've got the number six seed. Maybe I'm amazed. Up against the number 2 seed with a little luck. Woo!
Just say it.
Well, you got to remember now, this is the live version of Maybe I'm Amazed, going up against the full version of With a Little Luck.
Gotcha.
And I went with a little luck.
Win.
Great. Yes.
Was that a tough decision for you to make, or it was easy?
Oh, very tough. Very tough.
Was. Okay. Couple yeah. people going with Maybe I'm Amazed.
Yeah.
Over that. Okay. All right. I had in the Thrillington region. Tom Brennan has Maybe I'm Amazed beating this one. I had the number 2 seed with a little luck going up against the number 11 seed Pretty Little Head, which was a little bit of a dark horse for me that made a run. But with a little luck, easily outshines and outperforms Pretty Little Head and moves on to the Elite Eight.
All right.
Okay.
Very good. All right.
We've done one game in each region. Now we're going to go back to the Paul Ramone, correct?
Correct.
Go ahead.
All right, so the next, I had the number 1 seed, Mull of Kintyre, going against the number 5 seed, Take It Away.
I'm sure you struggled with this one.
Well, not that much. Again, it was a nail biter, and another number 1 seed is going down.
Whoa. Take it away. So yes. The 5 seed upsets the 1 seed, and Mull of Kintyre takes an exit. Wow.
Take It Away took it away from Mull
of Kintyre.
Yeah.
Woo! Wow. Yeah. Okay. I had the same exact matchup in that region with Mull of Kintyre and Take It Away, and the number 1 seed holds serve and kicks Take It Away to the side. You know, not by much. I'm going to agree with Susan here. Very close one against Take It Away. Not a landslide, like a 1-point win. Buzzer beater. Both great songs, but and I probably listen to Take It Away a lot more than Mull of Kintyre, but man, Mull of Kintyre just has to get to the Elite Eight. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Up we go to the Dirty Max.
Yes. So, I had the number 1 seed, Listen to What the Man Said, up against the number 4 seed, Let Them In. And it's your turn, buddy. What do you have for your
In the Dirty Mac region, for that bracket, that round, the Sweet 16, I had the number 8 seed, Girl School, going up against the number 4 seed, Let Them In. And And we have upset special here. Girls school knocks out Let 'Em In to get to the Elite Eight.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Yes, sir. Girls school for the win to the Elite Eight. And you?
Okay. Like I said, I had the number one seed. Listen to what the man said going up against the number four seed. Let 'Em In. And the number one seed, listen to what the man said, is moving on to the Elite Eight.
Wow. Okay. Yes. So you had listen to what the man said probably fairly easily over Let 'Em In, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Susan has Come On People beating Listen to What the Man Said.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Nick had Listen to What the Man Said in Girls' School. Tom Brennan had Listen to What the Man Said beating Temporary Secretary. Okay. Yes, Edward. Well, we need Mullah Kintyre live. Well, Denny Lane did it with that at the McCartney Tribute Concert, so one of the only few times you've heard it performed in North America, not by Paul McCartney, but somebody who was on the track and co-wrote it.
Right.
Okay, over to the Thrillington bracket.
Wow. Okay. For me,
this is tough.
Yeah. I had the number one seed Band on the Run going up against the number four seed Junior's Farm. What did you have?
The same exact matchup, brother. The same exact matchup, and I went as hard as it is to say no to this. I'm sorry, Junior's Farm takes the win.
And I agree with you. As hard as this is, Junior's Farm with the upset over Band on the Run.
Junior's Farm into setting up a colossal matchup between With a Little Luck and Junior's Farm in the Elite Eight. Afanabla with that one. We'll get to it. Down to the Plastic Mac region.
Yes. Oh, man. This might be the toughest one for me. This might be because I had the number one seed, Silly Love Songs, going up against the number five seed, No More Lonely Nights. Which I adore both songs very much. But I have to go with the one seed, Silly Love Songs.
You went with Silly Love Songs over No More Lonely Nights. Did not see that happen and thought you would have went with No More Lonely Nights. That's an upset. That is an upset in that.
Well, maybe, you know.
Maybe not, you know. It's, you know, for you, it's an upset, I would say. I know statistically looking at it, it's not. But
I love both songs very much. But Silly Love Songs, I think just maybe a hair more.
Okay. In that Sweet 16 matchup in Plastic Max, I had also No More Lonely Nights going up, but not against Silly Love Songs. I had it going up against London Town. And right. No More Lonely Nights easily took the win to get to the Elite Eight.
Excellent, brother. Excellent. All right. So that's it. There, our Elite Eight is now set up.
The Elite Eight is now set, and we'll take it back to the Paul Ramon region. Go.
Well, before that, I do want to just show an item here, now that more people's here, something that I picked up recently. And we're going to probably end up doing some kind of show on this, maybe. Kind of like we did with the missing single that we did with
Tool. This is cool, people. Check this out.
Yeah, this is another one that we'll do. This is a Spanish promo for the song The Long and Winding Road. And this is not The Long and Winding Road live or the Beatles Long and Winding. This is the Give My Regards to Broad Street version of The Long and Winding Road.
All full of saxophone and everything else that Tom hates.
Yeah. And it's backed with No Values now, which is very interesting. So, you know, Andy, what did you think of the Give My Regards to Broad Street, Long and Winding Road? And do you think it would have made a nice follow-up single to No More Lonely Nights?
Yes, because in the post-1980 Beatles Lennon craze, a Beatles song being re-released by a single, by a Beatle in a new arrangement probably would have done very well.
Hmm.
Even with that schmaltzy 80s production.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about that a little bit more, but it's cool to know that there's No Values would have been, a B-side,
A
which I think
contender.
is
I tell
cool.
you
Yeah.
what, the single that you could have had, that you could have had, Not Such a Bad Boy, No Values. That would have been a great standalone single from the film.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. So look for us to do a discussion on this in a future episode
Never even
of
seen that
like
before
that.
until you showed it to me, that it even
Well, I haven't
existed.
seen it. I saw it on, on eBay. So,
Great score. So as we take that little, PSA commercial break by our
yep.
sponsors, we're back to the
Yeah.
Elite Eight, and we're gonna go to the Paul Ramon bracket. We're down to, yeah, that's it. It's eight, that's it. They've got eight games, eight teams left. Tom, what you had, Mullivken, and Jett, right?
No, I take it away in
I'm
jet.
sorry, take it away and Jett. Right, yeah, take it
Yeah.
away. All
Take it
right.
away. Again, take it away with the upset win over Jet. Well, wait a minute. Five and yeah, three. Yeah, 5-3. I'm still with take it away. Take it away is making it to the final four.
Take it away over Jett
Yes.
in the Elite Eight. Oh, wow. Okay, I got Mullivken and Jett. And the one seed continues to hold serve and gets to the final four, Mullivken for me.
Okay.
All
All right.
right.
Well, then let's move up to the Dirty Max then, and we'll just get this. Well, no, let's go to the Plastic Max here.
Okay, go left, and what do you got?
Okay, I've got the one seed Silly Love Songs up against the number 10 seed, the Cinderella Story,
The
Backseat of
Cinderella
My Car.
Story. Oh boy.
Oh man, this
And
is again tough, but I'm Speed. Moving on. Silly Love Songs. Beating Backseat of My Car.
oh.
Double overtime.
Holding serve, that's a
Yeah.
strong number one seed, man. All the way to the final four.
Yeah.
I had the number five seed, No More Lonely Nights, going up against the number six seed, Once Upon a Long Ago. And Once Upon a Long Ago takes the win into the final four.
Not surprised. Not surprised.
Okay, up to Thrillington.
Up to Thrillington. You've got the I have the rocker number four, Junior's Farm, going up against the number two seed with a little luck.
This might be
And
the hardest choice in the whole tournament because I have the same exact matchup. Go ahead.
yeah. Yeah, I'm going again with another, if you want to call it upset, because of the seeds, because of the brackets. Junior's Farm is moving on to the final four over with a little
Whoa.
luck.
I have, with a little luck, inching out Junior's Farm in a nail biter. It's close. I know Junior's Farm was in your top three, I think, when we did the top 101 McCartney. So I'm not surprised to see that move on so strongly. For me, with a little luck, is it's it was the, it, it's a strong number one seed that's holding a two seed that's making its way all the way to the final four. Over to the Dirty Max.
Okay, I have the number one seed. Listen to what the man said. Going up against the number three seed, Pipes of Peace.
Right.
And I am sticking with the number one seed, barely getting by, Pipes of Peace. So
So
listen to what the man
listen to
said.
what did the listen to what the man said makes it into the final four.
Final four, yes.
Let's see. Oh, Susan's got Band on the Run beating Maybe I'm Amazed. Let's catch up with some viewer results
Yes.
here. Edward's got Silly Love Songs as well. Tom has Junior's Farm beating Maybe I'm Amazed live. Nick has Junior's Farm. Yep. Beautiful Night. It's Beautiful Night beating Backseat in overtime.
Wow.
Whoa. Wow. Susan, you've surprised us. But it is March Madness, so expect the unexpected. Tom has listened to what the man said beating Hi Hi Hi. All right. And also Pipes of Peace. In that bracket, Susan had Pipes of Peace also over Come On People. So Susan's got Pipes of Peace moving on to the final four. And in my matchup, it's Pipes Apiece, the number 3 seed going up against Girls School, the number 8 seed. Pipes Apiece easily beats Girls School and gets into the Final Four. Hello, Henry.
Welcome hey, Henry. Aboard.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So, yeah. So here now with our Final Four, I have the number 1 seed, Silly Love Songs. Okay. Going up against the number, what was it? Number 4, Junior's Farm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I have the number 1, Listen to What the Man Said, taking on the number 5, Take It Away. What's your Final Four look like?
My Final Four is the number 3 seed, Pipes Apiece, going up against the number 1 seed, Mull of Kintyre, on the right side of the bracket, out of the Dirty Macs and Paul Ramone. On the left side of the bracket, I've got the number 2 seed, with a little luck, going up against the number 6 seed, Once Upon a Long Ago. That's my Final Four.
Okay.
Nick says Girls' School would trounce Pipes.
Yeah. Give me a second. I got to grab something.
Grab it. Remember, folks, it is a little early there for my co-host in Phoenix now, with the daylight savings time going an hour ahead for us East Coasters. So my co-host, it's just a little bit past 9 a.m. there. So he's just waking up. So that's our Final Four. Joe says Pipes Apiece, meh. I'm not surprised to hear that as well. Yeah. I Girls' School, I was giving it a run. But Pipes Apiece is a classic. It's got to be.
All right. So this, I'm going to show something else here that I just picked up. And I got to get with Ken Michaels, because I know he has this. And I got to find out from him if it's a promo, if it was just given out to DJs.
What is it?
This is a promo shirt.
Repressed. Whoa.
Yeah. So remember, it's the 45 pitcher sleeve, with the mix. With all the what instruments are coming out of what
speaker.
Right,
just like on the album sleeve. Yeah, in the album artwork. Yeah.
So I know Ken Michaels has one of these as well.
Now is that a new shirt, or that's like OG?
Oh, this is OG. Yeah, okay. This is old. Yeah. So little tight.
give it this action. Yeah. Give it a
little bit, but I was hoping to wear it to Fest, but it's a little tight. Maybe I got to talk about
what's on the anything on the back.
No, nothing's on the back, but
you on got the side.
Paul on the sleeves, little stuff, a couple things on the sleeves. So that's it's pretty cool.
I bet you Tom Hunyadi could have fitted into it easily in 1986.
1986, Tom Hunyadi would have been swimming. Would have been swimming in this thing. Well, I saw this and I was like, "This is fantastic."
That's cool, man. I am sure Ken Michaels has one of those.
He does, because he wore it once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Let's catch up here. Tom Brennan's Final Four almost matches yours, except he's got Mull of Kintyre rather than Take It Away. Mr. Boyce, glad that you could join us, and I hope you got your bracket. I did email you yesterday. Edward Jr.'s Farm. The final for Susan, Pipes, Mull, Band on the Run, and Backseat.
Wow. Yeah,
I thought she had Backseat losing, I read before.
Yeah, it was a beautiful night over.
Yeah, she said beautiful night, beat Backseat. Yeah. Yeah, back. I thought you had Beautiful Night beating Backseat of By My Car. That's why I was surprised to see that.
Yeah.
Nick says Washington Fabric Softener Hang and Dry. It relaxes the threads. That's a score, man. Very cool. Yeah. Great find. Great find. All right, so that's our Final Four. So let's get into – oh, no. She's got Beautiful Night. Oh, no, Backseat by a Hair. Okay, Backseat by a Hair. Okay, I was going to say, I knew that's one of her favorites. Okay, so let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it, man. Go ahead.
Moving to the finals. Okay, now in the let's do the right side bracket first. I've got the number 1 seed. Listen to What the Man Said, taking on the number 5 seed. Take It Away. Okay, I am going. Whew, going with the upset. Take it away.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I was wondering when that listen to what the man said was going to get 86th. I mean, you know, that's a, I'm not surprised with that pick. That's a new surefire. Moving on to the championship. Oh, wait a minute. See, she I was right. She is. She did take Beautiful Night by a hair over backseat. Yeah. I thought I read that right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. I'm in the right side. So the best out of those two, out of the Paul Ramone and Dirty Max, I had Mull of Kintyre, the number one seed, going up against Pipes of Peace. And I have Mull of Kintyre going and advancing to the national championship. Yeah. Mull of Kintyre.
Kintyre in the finals for Andy.
Yes.
Exciting and stuff.
Let's go to the other side now. What'd you have out of the Thrillington region and the Plastic Max?
I had the number one seed, Silly Love Songs, taking on the number four seed, Junior's Farm.
Mm.
And it's going to pain me. Pain me. But there will be no number ones in the finals for me as Junior Farm moves on, beats Silly Love Songs to go against. Take It Away.
So Junior's Farm against Take It Away. That is such a Hunyadi pick if there ever was one. That's a surefire locked in there because he loves both those songs so much. That is very predictable. But hey, no number one seeds make it in the Hunyadi bracket of March Madness Maca style.
Right.
Okay. I had out of those two brackets, I had the number six seed, Once Upon a Long Ago, going up against the favorited number two seed, With a Little Luck. And With a Little Luck, in all 5 minutes and 45 seconds, advances and knocks out Once Upon a Long Ago to the national championship against Mull of Kintyre. So two songs from 77 and 78 are your national championship representatives.
Interesting. That had to did that hurt a little bit going against not long ago.
It certainly did.
Wow.
It certainly did.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the finals, we can do a third versus fourth place here to see who gets the third place prize. And with that, I have Silly Love Songs going up against Listen to What the Man Said. Okay. And then in that top box here, let's see here.
Which one are you talking about?
This box right here.
Yeah.
Okay, the top one. Okay, you will put the number third, the third place winner for me is Silly Love Songs beating Listen to What the Man Said. So the losers from the finals.
The losers. So who would you have going up between? The losers. Okay, so like basically, all right, so you'd have the losers going up against each other. So for me, that would be Once Upon a Long Ago going up against Pipes of Peace, and I'd give the third place to Once Upon a Long Ago.
Okay. So my third place is Silly Love Songs.
Okay, that's a respectable position. And on to the championship. Let's go, Tom.
Wow, the championship. Junior's Farm versus Take It Away. Junior's Farm was the number four seed. Take It Away was the number five seed. And not close, Junior's Farm is my national Maca March Madness champion. Junior's Farm.
Not surprising. Does that match your number one song in the top 101?
I don't know, and I didn't bother with that because you know why?
It changes.
Opinions change.
Right, because some people have said, well, you said this one time, but now you say this, and I agree with you. Like, it's all what your favorite is in the moment. Now, they're all up there. I mean, you know, but depending on your mood, you might change your favorite.
Yeah,
where it goes. Exactly. There's a winner for you as well. Nick has Junior's Farm winning as well. The winner, people are coming in with their winners here now. James Boyce has No More Lonely Nights for the national championship. Impressive. Edwards got Silly Love Songs. Whoa. That is awesome. Got some 80s love here.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great. Love it.
Backseat of my car for Susan. Silly Love Songs beats out Mull of Kintyre. Nice. It's cool that Tom and I matched up with having Mull of Kintyre in the championship, which gets me to my championship game.
Yes.
Which is the number one seed, Mull of Kintyre, going out of the Paul Ramon region, going up against, with a little luck, the number two seed out of the Thrillington region. And you can't win a national championship without a little luck. and with a little luck, ekes it out in a hair, in a nail biter over the bagpipes and all. And with a little luck, in all 5 minutes and 45 seconds of its synth pop glory, wins the 2023 March Madness Maca tournament. Give me the screaming vocals at the end, you know, with Paul, rocketing skywards, all that. The synth solo, it checks all the boxes for me as a McCartney fan. And that is the number one winner. Let's check out some comments here. Nick had Girls School as his runner-up. Edward was with you, has Junior's Farm beating out Take It Away.
Wow.
Maybe Mel and Lanza has Made Amazed as her number one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Tom's got Silly Love Song. Yep. So that's it. So some predictable favorites, you know, big hitters. I don't think there was any dark horses, pun not intended, getting, you know, there was no letting go or I've had enough eking it to the final four. But if it did in your bracket, that's pretty cool. Let's see. And here's a great point.
Yeah.
One thing about all these, every one of these songs is a winner. Couldn't agree more, Susan.
I agree. Wow. Yeah. So I'm sure tomorrow I will change my mind on this.
Yeah. You know? Because it's how you feel in the moment.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, next year, maybe we can do the albums. I'm going to try to find a way to find out if we can do this with the albums, whether or not we got to add the live stuff, the classical stuff, the electronic stuff.
Bootlegs, baby. Bootlegs.
Yeah, maybe even McGear and Holidays, just because, you know, Paul is such a big, you know, a big part of those albums as well. So,
if you include the live and the classical and all the and the fireman stuff, do you have 64 titles? You know, he's got what, 27 or 28 just credited to him and Wings, right?
Right.
Something like that. So close.
25 or 20, yeah, something like 20, that.
20 something credit just to him and Wings. And then it would be tough, but I'm sure we could come up with something. You know, because we definitely want to do this again next year for a March Madness. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we just do deep cuts, you know, or songs that weren't even, because this, our approach with this was that it was singles. So we took 64 out of the 80 singles and ranked them. You know, we could do album. We could just do album tracks too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You know, because there's a lot more songs. He's got hundreds of songs. So we could just have fun with songs too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could add White Prairie too, because he's on pretty much every track. I mean, I think there's like one or two songs he's not on White Prairie. But if I remember correctly, I have to go back and check. But yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Got a year.
Well, let's talk about Fest here.
Sure.
We still not 100% sure what day we're going to be recording something, but Andy and I will be at the Fest. The Fest for Beatle fans. We will be recording a show there, and I don't know if we want to say what that is just yet. Yes, Tone.
Hi, Tone. Yeah, sorry, mate. You know, but you could catch us on the instant replay. And, you know, it was very curious to hear what your choices were for your bracket. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. We are going to do a show, a Paul-specific show that we're going to record and or live stream, depending on the technical capabilities, but probably record and just post later, given the network issues and stuff there. But well, you know, we have a nice topic that we've discussed and planned. And when the fest calendar schedule gets released, then we'll announce it.
Right. So we don't know if that's going to be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but we will be there all 3 days. And hopefully, you know, some of you watching will be there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Come find us. We'll be there all weekend, walking around, talking to people, vendors, going to discussion rooms, panels.
Yeah. And as soon as we get the schedule, we will do a little video talking about, you know, when and, you know, the wins and the wheres and all right. of that stuff. Because I'm sure Andy and I will be part of other panels as well.
Right. So we'll get that all to you when we know where we're going to be in terms of the times and the days. Mm-hmm. And Tone, I am so jealous of you right now. Where in Liverpool are you at the moment? Where exactly? Are you on Matthew Street? Are you in Woolton? Are you out? Where are you? Where are you?
Specific.
Yeah, where are you, mate? Where are you at? And if you're on Matthew Street, go to the pub, not the club, and tell them Andy sent you, and go look for a mate of mine, Jeff Stalford. He'll hook you up. Go there. Those of you who have never been to Liverpool, you've got two caverns, like the main one on the right side, and you've got a kind of an offshoot one to the left, and that's where all the locals go to. The tourists go to the club. The locals go to the cavern pub. So if you're there, go there.
Yes.
It's over, Joe. Okay, at the Crown Plaza. I went to the Beatles story on the old Albert Dock, which is a nice exhibition over there. Very cool. Yes. We'll make your way over there, Tone, today, if you can.
So Junior's Farm was my number one, Joe. Junior's Farm took the tournament.
And with a little luck for me, the full-length version.
Yeah.
Those were our number ones. So
those were our number ones. So okay, I've been to the
There you go,
of time.
James. Yes. More times than I can count too as well. Yeah. Awesome spot. Great spot, James. So and our friend Joe Mayo is on the chat. He'll be at the fest as well as a part of Talk More Talk. So yes. And Talk More Talk will be doing a show as well there. So
yes. Yep. Yeah, we've got a very interesting topic. Again, it's just real frustrating, you know, waiting like a week before the fest to see what you're, you know, what times and, you know, what panels you're going to be on and what time we can do two legs and, mm-hmm. you know, but that, I mean, that's fine. It is what it is, but we're going to be there and we're going to have a great time. And we're hoping to see as many of you as possible.
Yeah, and we'll have a very select amount of two legs shirts
available.
And we'll have the artwork for those shirts this week, and we will post them on our social media. Limited quantity, so if you want one, come find us, and you know, we'll hook you up with some two legs merch.
Yes, Susan, bucket list item: go to Liverpool. Absolutely,
absolutely. I'd move back if I could. So that's our March Madness for 2023, folks. Thank you all for participating in this new contest that Mr. Dylan Seavey brought to our attention about a month ago and took some planning on our part to put together. But we're always kind of coming up with ways to come up with new content and live shows. And we were happy to do this year, and we'll definitely continue it next year in another variation as well. So
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you all for tuning in to Two Legs, episode 199. Episode 200 will be probably next Sunday as well, live at some point. And we're gonna send an invite to a couple of friends as well to join us as we celebrate 200 episodes of Two Legs, of which, you know, I've been happy to be a part of most of those 200, 100 and some odd, but not quite 200. So we're going to, you know, look for a link, and we'll probably this time next Sunday we'll be celebrating 200. So join us then.
All right.
Not online, Nick, but send us an email and we can maybe make an arrangement with you, okay? And we'll put one to the side for you. How about that?
Yeah.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you very much, Susan. We look forward to being in there and having a good time and spending money.
Oh, we're good at that.
Yeah.
So,
I'll tell you what, I am going to try to find an American Rubber Soul.
You should be able to find one of those easy. I'll give you one. I got like five in there. Don't buy one. I got like five sitting in there.
I'll take a look at them.
Don't pay some overpriced vendor who doesn't know what he has. You know, I'll give you one at a reduced rate. Come on. There's probably five sitting on that shelf in there.
All right. And,
but that would be good. You should listen. Yes. I want Tom's American Rubber Soul experience documented.
Yes. Yeah, I do want that, and I do want to find. Hopefully, I can find a Rush's. I mean, Rush's is the only thing. The second Fireman album is the only thing I'm missing on vinyl. I do want to find an original Paula's Live and an original Chaos and Creation. But other than that, you know, it's you know, my needs are dwindling. Besides, you know, the picture sleeves from around the world.
That's it, man. When you get to our level, it's like you're very selective about what you get because you get it all. So that'll do it for us. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great Sunday. Have a great week. Be safe. Be well. And as our fearless leader says, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Take care, everyone.